This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, and we are so very happy to be here. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 to get in on the conversation. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au as well. Hello, Basha.
Hello, Tian.
I got that all out in one breath.
I know, I was impressed.
I've been practicing.
It's delightful.
Look, we have got a cracking show lined up tonight. Basha, do you care to share?
Yes, we're going to be talking about the father who's supporting his cross-dressing son by wearing a skirt.
Good on him.
I think so. And what is Kiki?
We're going to be learning about that, aren't we?
Yes, and the Scissor Sisters Sydney Kiki shoot. You see, I couldn't say that in one go because I was going to get tongue-tied.
Scissor Sisters Sydney, that is really hard.
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay.
It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're going to talk to you about the importance of self-examination and early detection.
And we're going to self-examine ourselves while we're sitting here, aren't we?
Are we?
I am.
Okay.
I'm always up for a self-examination in public. Why not? We'll also be talking about California. They have banned gay therapies officially.
Yes.
Good on them. And we've also got, later on, your events listing for this weekend. And it's going to be a good weekend, so you should tune in and listen to that one happening. Now, Basha.
Yes.
This dad, where is he and why is he wearing a skirt?
Well, it's in Germany. And basically, their son just decided he would sometimes wear skirts and dresses. Now, they lived in Berlin and no one really had an issue with the son wearing a dress. What happened was they'd moved to a smaller town.
A more traditional town.
Yes, a more traditional town. And a little bit traditional religious. And the son decided to wear his dress to kindergarten and got picked on. And people were commenting and being difficult and awkward to him. And the father decided that his son didn't have a role model. So the father decided that he was going to be his son's role model. And the father decided to put on a skirt and walked his son to school that way.
Good on him.
Oh, I think Father of the Year.
Fantastic.
I love extremely supportive parents. You know, it can be difficult for them in this situation, but he's gone and embraced it and said, you know what, I'm not going to tell my son to stop wearing skirts. I'm not going to change him and say, no, he can't do this anymore. If he wants to wear them, that's fine. And I'm going to support him as best I can. And so the father put on a skirt. And so, yeah, it's a very heartwarming story. And when the son is now being picked on, his response is that the only reason you're picking on me is because you're too scared to wear a skirt and your dad would never wear one either.
Yes. Go, kid, go. So this is fantastic, you know, and it reminds me of when we spoke a few shows ago now about the woman who was totally A-OK with her son playing with dolls.
Yes.
You know, and I don't understand why society is putting this pressure on people and especially on parents now that they should try and, you know, get their kid to toe the line and do the normal stuff. What is normal now anyway? Nobody knows. It doesn't exist.
No, but I just like that the father said, okay, I'm going to embrace it and I'm going to be my son's role model.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for from a parent, really?
It is. It definitely is. So very, very happy about that, father. So if you want to read the articles and see the cute photos of them, just Google father wears a dress and they will come up and there's a cute little photo of him walking down the street with his son. They're both wearing matching skirts and dresses. It's beautiful.
It is very, very gorgeous. It is lovely. Look, as we said, we've got a cracking show coming up for you tonight. We've got What is a Kiki? We're going to learn. It's going to be fun. We're also going to be talking about breast cancer awareness and we're going to do a self-examination on myself, maybe privately later, I don't know. And we're also talking about California banning gay therapies and we'll have the events listing as well. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Look, you are listening to Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Basha and Tian, Leylink, on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. We'd love you to get in on the conversation, as someone already has. You can SMS on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, do you have something to share?
Yeah, someone's written, go that dad, that's amazing. So they're very supportive that this father's decided to put on a skirt and support his son. Love him.
I do love it. Look, we were just talking earlier about the dad who wears a skirt to support his son, and that's just fantastic, and it, you know, made me remember of a really awesome article that we had a couple of weeks ago as well about a woman who totally encourages her young boy to play with girls' dolls and just opening that right up, you know, and That's what I love. I love parents who are being good, positive role models for their kids and just going with it.
Exactly. And just support them through the phases of their lives and just say, you know what, instead of trying to change them, because that's what society does to everybody, say, no, no, let's accept it. Let's go with it.
Darn you, society.
Parents we adore.
Look, what have we got now, Basha?
Well, something interesting happened at the beginning of this month. So California has now banned the gay conversion therapies for minors. So it's a law that they've passed through saying that basically these conversion therapies are not allowed to be introduced to children because they're considering it psychological abuse.
Now this came through in the Senate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was a bill that was passed through their parliament and came through with rainbow colours, one might say.
Yes.
But this is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And we've spoken on our show before about gay therapies and, you know, they're even coming to Australia now, which is unfortunate. And we were, you know, during our show previously, we were talking about them and what they are. And basically these groups are coming around and they're trying to turn people back from the rainbow side, one would say.
Yeah, they're trying to show these children that they're not actually gay, that they're straight. So they're trying to change the nature of the child. And this is just very harmful and detrimental to children. It leads to self-harming, in some cases suicides, and these kids having long-term psychological problems with themselves due to such therapy. And there is no evidence that this therapy actually works. The American Psychological Association, they have found no evidence that this therapy actually works. So they're finding that it poses a risk, including increase of likelihood and severity of depression, anxiety and self-destructive behaviour for those undergoing therapy. So it's great that they've passed this law, but unfortunately on the one side they've passed this law, but some Christian lobby groups have decided, no, you're going in our free speech. And religious rights. Yeah, free speech and religious rights. I don't know how this is anything to do with religion, but I think they're just looking for something to stop this. So they're trying to block it because this law will be introduced as of January 1st. And hopefully it'll lead to other states also passing this law. If they see that California's doing it, they'll think, ooh, maybe we should start doing it as well.
So there's a great quote here. After the bill passed, the State Senate Equality California spokeswoman, Rebecca Orr, basically praised this move. And she said that it's the right first step in making sure that young people are protected from these unscrupulous therapists who are really engaging in therapeutic deception that is based on junk science. This law will ensure that state-licensed therapists can no longer abuse their power to harm LGBT youth and propagate the dangerous and deadly lie that sexual orientation is an illness or disorder that can be cured, said Orr's organisation. I mean, this is a fantastic move. And, you know, California really are making big steps and bounds to, you know, fight for LGBT equality.
Yes.
I know that, you know, they did have marriage passed and then Prop 8 came in and kind of threw that one in the toilet for them.
Yeah, that's because no one understood it, but that's okay.
That
and hopefully the No Hate campaign is now going to change that, so hopefully in the future people understand what exactly they're voting for.
Yes.
So note to any politicians out there or, you know, people writing the ballots, don't make them difficult to understand. Let people know what they're actually talking about.
That is important, you know.
Yeah, what am I voting for? Am I voting for or against? Because I'm confused.
If anyone else is confused, you can get in on the conversation by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or emailing at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink on Joy. And welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here.
We are.
You can join in on the conversation tonight by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or even emailing at onair@joy.org.au. Some people have already gotten in touch with us tonight.
Yes.
Please share one.
Love from a huge fan, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. So she's saying that she's loving the show as always. She's finding us fab enough uplifting and that she completely adores my voice. And Tian, your liveliness.
Thank you.
She wrote us last week, but unfortunately the message came through a little bit after we'd gone off air. But we were talking last week about the attraction and all that kind of stuff, and I was mentioning the fact that there's this girl in the community who I just want to tell that she's just got this perfectly beautiful face, not as a come on, just as a compliment, just to say, hey, you know, and she's sort of telling me that I should do that.
Did now, you do that on the weekend?
No, I did see her though. But she seemed very happy and excited, so I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be the creepy chick that then she's like, oh, God, that's the creepy chick that was trying to hit on me. So I didn't. But maybe when she's looking like she's having a bad day, I'll tell her.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
Look, you can get in on the conversation. We do love it when we get little texts and emails in here. It brightens up our evening.
It does.
It does. Now, we're talking about something that happened on Monday.
International Lesbian Day.
We were a bit of a part of it.
We were. We did a special part broadcast for the section and it was played. So, yes, we were part of the show.
Joy did do a period of time, 2 hours, I believe it was. On Monday for International Lesbian Day to celebrate. And they filled up the airwaves with lesbian songs and artists and really great tunes. And they also went on to discuss Melbourne culture and you know, all lesbians through time and history and the arts and everything. And it was really, really great show. I'm sure they will be podcasting it because it was fantastic. We were a part of it.
We were.
We were talking about gay Melbourne.
Yeah. Where are the ladies on?
Where the ladies at? We were talking about that. It was fun. It was good to do.
Mm.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. All right. But we wanted to know what you guys did on International Lesbian Day. Was it just a day that passed or did you do something fantabulous and amazing? We have the top 9 things to do on International Lesbian Day. We have a list here for you. So hopefully you can have a little bit of a laugh with us. If you do want to get in on the conversation, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au.
Okay, so number 1 is go on a date with a girl, sleep with her, fall madly in love, visit IKEA together, struggle to get a Schlegmeister mattress onto a wobbly trolley, eventually get the Schlegmeister mattress on that trolley, rent a truck, move in with your new lady love. Yes, it is entirely possible for lesbians with an urge to merge to accomplish all this within the space of one day.
It totally is.
I thought it was a second date that lesbians moved in, but now we're moving into one day.
You get the U-Haul and you move in, you know, it's good. You could totally do that on International Lesbian Day. Why not?
I'm sure a few lesbians did move in together. If you did, please let us know.
Please do. Number 2, go to a lesbian warehouse party. Have you ever been to a lesbian warehouse party?
I've been to a gay warehouse party, but not a specifically lesbian warehouse party.
If somebody out there in the community could please organise a lesbian warehouse party, I will attend.
Well, there you
Sounds
go.
Awesome. Other people's property have got their mitts on an empty warehouse in a secret location. We guess it'll be East London, but, you know, we're in Australia, so maybe East Melbourne. And we'll be filling it with hippest ladies and a slew of club bangers. Remember to bring some toilet paper and get your tickets.
Okay.
Very interesting. Okay, number 3.
Dress up as your partner for the day. Unless you already haven't done this.
Unless you already look exactly like
her. Yeah, but Tian, it's just reminding me of you.
What?
No, because you and Nat need to start dressing alike.
No, we don't.
I know you don't.
My partner and I have very...
different dress styles.
Very different dress styles, and we're totally okay with that.
No, it's good, but...
There will be no merging.
No, but see, on International Lesbian Day, you could have dressed...
We could have.
Dressed in the
same
clothes.
We missed an opportunity.
You did miss an opportunity.
We do want to know what you did on International Lesbian Day. Please do let us know. Now, number 4, do something very different with your hair. Try a middle part, get your roots done, or shave a bit out. Jessie J's just said she's going to shave off her legendary bob.
No.
No.
Don't shave it, honey.
That's
I like
awful.
Your bob.
I love Jessie J's bob. Number 5, adopt a cat. I would totally do that on International Lesbian Day if
or
I wasn't
dog.
Allergic to cats.
Or a dog.
You could adopt a dog.
Why,
yes.
Why do lesbians only adopt a cat? What about for our dog lovers out there?
Because they like pussy. Just saying. Number 6, check out some lesbian photography courtesy of Holly Falconer. Holly's been papping lesbians on the scene for the past few years and has her first solo exhibition, Technicolor... is that the word that I think it is? Never mind. At London's XOYO for the rest of the month. So if you are in London, of course, you can go check that out. We do have some English listeners, I've been told.
Number 7 is Watch Tomboy.
What is Tomboy?
It's a French movie. It's a great movie. It's about a 10-year-old girl who decides 1 year to live as a boy.
Right.
It's a really interesting film. It's really well done. But then I really like French movies, so that's probably why I've seen it.
You do.
And I do like reading movies, so hence I don't mind watching an international movie. But anyway.
I'm going to rush through the last 2. Number 8, pay homage to Annie Lennox, the beautiful pioneer of postmodern androgyny.
Yeah, you've got to love
it. Everyone should do that on International Lesbian Day. And number 9, come out.
If you haven't already.
Yeah, if you haven't already come out, come out. You can write a letter, send a text, Skype someone or make a phone call. And even if, you know, you haven't already come out to your family, you should do that too because...
You can come out to us, though.
You can come out to us. You can definitely come out to us. We like it when people come out to us, don't we, Basha?
You can send us a SMS on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
You can do.
This is Leilink on Joy.
With Basha and Tian.
What matters most to our community You're listening to Leylink on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. If you want to get in on the conversation, please do so by sending us a text on 0427 Joy 949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Yes, like somebody's messaged us. They've written, well, if it helps, although not a woman, I haven't come out yet. Technically, I'm bisexual, but hardly anyone knows. Well, honey, everyone's allowed to come out, so yay you! Woo-hoo!
We got someone to come out!
Yay!
Congratulations, bye boy!
Yeah, everyone's allowed to come out, even if it's International Lesbian Day. But we're happy for you to come out.
But you know what is really exciting is tomorrow is National Coming Out Day.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, honey. You can come out tomorrow all over again.
You can.
Coming out is so much fun.
Unless you're like me and you look so, so lesbian that you literally come out every single second of the day when you're walking down the street.
Yeah, unless you're someone like me who doesn't look lesbian and I have to come out over and over and over again and people just don't get it.
Oh, it's just the good and the bad in here, isn't
it? And someone else has written in, love you beautiful. So, is that to you? Was that to me?
I'm thinking that's to me.
I'm thinking it's to you too.
Yeah. Of course, we have been talking tonight about the dad who wears a skirt to support his son. Good on him. We've also been talking about California banning gay therapies.
For minors, yes.
For minors, yes. Thank you, California. And we were also talking just briefly earlier about International Lesbian Day, which was on Monday, and what people might have been doing on International Lesbian Day. I worked.
I didn't do anything special.
Yeah. I
watched an L Word.
Oh, well, that works, actually.
Because I thought, it's International Lesbian. I listened to part of the show that Joy did, because it was just time-wise worked. I'm waiting for the podcast.
I went to 24-hour Kmart. Does that count?
But
it's like IKEA.
There's
a K in it.
Yeah. But I did watch an L Word because I thought I've got to do something to celebrate International Lesbian Day. I celebrated on Sunday.
We celebrated early. Gayness. We did celebrate on Sunday, didn't we?
So, yes. Now, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Da-da-da.
I know. And it's a very important thing. And we're going to talk to you all about self-examination.
We are. I'm going to do a self-examination right here. And I hope those boys over there in the other studio don't notice, because that could get weird.
That's all right. They'll probably come and join in. I think what's going on in
here. I hope so.
So, Tian, do you self-exam?
I do. And I self-exam as often as possible without being awkward.
Okay.
You know, like in public or anything. Like,
oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm thinking, what do you mean by being awkward?
We want to know if you guys out there self-exam. Send us a text or an email, 0427-JOY949 and onair@joy.org.au. We want to know if you self-exam, because this is one of the best fights that we can, you know, pre-do towards breast cancer, is we can self-exam, and early detection is, it's bingo. It's right up there.
It is. It's what we want. It's the key for survival and getting over it. So early detection is one of the main keys. But breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among women in Australia. 1 in 9 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. So there's some interesting facts for you.
Mm-hmm. So what is breast cancer? I can give you the down low, because I've got it written right here. Breast cancer is a malignant tumour that originates in the cells of the breast. Cancer develops when cells grow abnormally and multiply. These abnormal cells develop into cancerous growths that can, in some cases, spread or metastasize to other areas of the body. Breast cancer occurs predominantly in females, although men can also develop the disease, accounting for approximately 1% of cases. So guys out there, if you're thinking, this does not apply to me, I'm tuning out, you should tune in, because it does apply to you. Breast cancer does happen with men as well, okay?
It does.
I'm being firm, but you know, I care about this a lot.
I know. It is an important issue.
It's a very important, very, very important issue. Now, some more stats here we've got for you. Australian women diagnosed with breast cancer have an 88% chance of surviving 5 years after diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Improvements in survival are attributed, as we were saying, to early detection of breast cancer through regular mammograms and improved treatment outcomes for breast cancer. And, of course, self-examination.
Yes.
Should I do one now?
Well, you know, first we'll talk to people about what they should look out for. So they should be looking out for a lump, lumpiness or thickening of the breast.
They should.
A change in shape, a sore and ulcer, crusting, redness, the inversion of the nipple, change in the size or shape of the breast. This might be either an increase in size or a decrease in size. And unusual and persistent pain that is not related to your normal monthly cycle and occurs only in one breast. So that's very important.
Look, trying to figure out if you do have breast cancer, of course. Your early detection from doing self-examinations is the most important part here. And that doesn't come, that does include men. I'm getting distracted because the lovely gentlemen in the other studio are doing their own breast exams right now. I'm really enjoying it, guys.
I'm
you
just glad
fantastic.
We're not talking about testicular cancer.
Well, that is some. That is, there you go.
There you go. He started. Thank
okay,
you, honey.
Great. Now, of course, the general risks for an increased chance of getting breast cancer are being a woman and getting older. And in a small percentage of cases, family history is also a risk factor. So if you know that you've got breast cancer in your family, step up those mammograms or ultrasounds, depending on which one you go for. I personally get ultrasounds because being quite larger in the breasticle department, mammograms are very uncomfortable for me.
Well, I was told by my doctor that they don't do mammograms for women until they turn 40.
Really?
Because I found a lump and I had pain and I thought, okay, I'm going to go check it out because
of course.
I thought, as you do.
That's what
thought,
you do.
Yes. And I do regular exams and stuff, so I know if there's anything there. Turned out it was a new sports bra that I'd bought that was digging in.
Mm,
so,
ouch,
yes.
But, okay.
But that's okay. Yeah. But my doctor went and said, no, we don't do mammograms. And I said, okay, can I have an ultrasound then? So they went and did an ultrasound. And, yes, thankfully it was all okay and it was nothing. Yes, a new recently purchased sports bra was the culprit and monthly cycles. But, you know, these are things that we just, you know, I got it out there. You know, I got it checked and now I have no stress because now I know it's okay. It's fine. And I think that's the key. I think women are scared to actually go and check when they feel something or they notice something, you know, go
well,
and ask.
It is daunting, but you do need to check this stuff out. That's the most important thing because early detection is the key.
It is.
You know? Now, just a quick 1-2-step thought of through a breast exam for you. If you'd like to do a breast exam with me, you are more than welcome to. Now, of course,
Matt's in the other studio. He's going to be doing one as well.
So basically what we're looking for here, I mean, you can look in the mirror and you can see if there's any abnormalities that you might notice, something a bit different from usual. So if there's swelling, tenderness, you know, any kind of rashes or anything like that, any noticeable bumps that you can see, then definitely,
yes.
You know, you need to get those checked out. The first thing we're going to do is you can raise your left arm and with your right arm, you can basically move in a circular motion around your breast and around the nipple and just see there if there's any little lumps or bruises. Just, you know, you don't need to freak out if you do find one. A lot of the times these things are just little cysts that can happen around a period or even if your diet's been a little bit unhealthy recently. You know, these are things that can be quite normal. You need to check right up into your armpit as well because you've got lymph nodes under there which need to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move over and you can do the same with the other one. So moving right around in that circular motion around your nipple and then under right up to your chest and your neck as well can be good to check. And of course, again, underneath the armpit. Now, you can do these self-exams so easily just standing in front of the mirror, or even better, if you're just lying in bed in the morning while you're checking your Facebook with one arm, you can be doing a quick breast exam.
Yeah, in the shower is very important.
And ladies, let's not forget, we sleep with one another, and if you aren't playing with each other's boobs, you should be.
Yes, because that's how you might pick something up.
Yeah, very true.
Yes. Now, I just wanted to talk about the fact that even though there's a lot of stuff out there, so we've probably noticed a lot of pink things all over the cities and I didn't mean it like that to you.
Okay.
But basically the things to raise funds and research. Now, it's very important that we do that and we support this. So keep supporting our research because in the last 5 years, the research has reduced breast cancer by 50%. So the early detection is very important. There's also something we're going to put up on our website called Register For. It's basically an online community which you can register for and you volunteer your time. And when researchers are searching for people to participate in their studies, they will put out a call out. And if you feel that you fit that description or you would like to participate, you can participate because the faster they get their participants, the more they can get rid of this. So people, we're going to put a breast exam key on our website and also the link to the Register For. So please go and help.
Mm-hmm. You can head over to joy.org.au and find our program page. Link up with us on social media to get all the details. You are listening to Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. And welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We've been having a great show tonight, haven't we, Basha?
We have.
Now, what have we been bashing on about?
Well, we were talking about the father who's supporting his cross-dressing son by wearing a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
That California bans Gay Therapies for Minors.
Go California!
International Lesbian Day, which was Monday.
And we had Breast Cancer Awareness Month topic as well. Don't forget to do your self-exams, ladies and gentlemen. They're very, very important.
Very, very important.
Very, very
important. Now, Scissor Sisters, Kiki.
What is a Kiki?
Yeah, what is a Kiki?
Okay, I have words for you, right?
Good, good, I'm glad.
From Ms. Animatronic herself.
Okay.
Okay, who is the lead lovely lady singer of the Scissor Sisters.
Yes.
So if you don't know Scissor Sisters, jump online and learn all about them. Now, Animatronic herself says, Kiki is drag queen slang. It can mean gossip or a good time. So basically what they've done is they've got this song and it's called Let's Have a Kiki.
Yes, I've heard the song. It's very catchy.
I love it. It is so catchy and it's fantastic. Anyway, so what the Scissor Sisters have asked is they had an instructional video for the Kiki, which they put up with the song as the official whatever you call it.
As you do.
And they've popped this up and they've basically asked Sydney Mardi Gras to create the world's biggest Kiki. Okay, and they've done this. So together with Flash Mob, Supremo DJ Dan Murphy and Rock Your Box, Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras took on a very special project during the Big Gay Weekend festivities last week. The Scissor Sisters have taken the world, I can't even say that without like sissing. Anyway, they've taken the world by storm with their instructional dance video accompanying the infectious new track Let's Have a Kiki, and Mardi Gras brought together some of the city's fiercest dancers to show them how we do it Sydney style. So they went down to the Oxford Art Factory and they all had a giant kiki. So there are particular moves that go with this song and it's just amazing. I love it.
It is cool. And I was watching the video online to learn how to do this dance and realized that it's actually a lot complicated.
It is quite complicated.
There's a lot of steps in there.
Yeah. But apparently they only did three run-throughs of the dance steps with all of the dancers in the Oxford Arts Art Factory, closed the doors and they all had a kiki. I love it.
That's great. Are we going to be putting a link up so people can
dance? We are going to put up onto our Facebook page a link so you can all see what the kiki looks like. And it's quite cool. But now I actually really wanted to play you guys the song from our kiki, which we are going to be doing shortly. But there is a very, very big warning because the kiki song is not a clean version. There is some explicit language that unfortunately I couldn't get a clean version to play for you guys tonight, which is unfortunate. So there you go. But you will be hearing it.
Momentarily.
Yes.
So, yes.
But
sorry.
Yeah, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Sorry, okay, I got distracted by the kiki.
Everyone gets distracted by a kiki.
The guys next door are doing the kiki, so.
They're having their very own kiki.
I know.
Look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show on Joy. It's called Leylink.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Basha and Tian. Leylink on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Basha and Tiana Joy 94.9. It's been a pretty good show.
It has, and it's a very quick hour again.
Again.
It's like time's going faster. I don't know.
We step into this studio and it's just a time warp.
It is.
It's amazing. Look, we have had a very good show tonight. I've been really happy with everything that we've gone over.
Yes, so we were talking about the father who's supporting his cross-dressing son by wearing a skirt.
Mm, go dad.
Go dad. California's banning gay therapies for minors.
Go California.
International Lesbian Day.
Go lesbians.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Go boobs.
Go boobs. Always go boobs. And self-examination, very important.
And we talked a little bit about what a kiki is.
What a kiki is. And
let's have a kiki.
What they did, the Scissor Sisters did in Sydney with their kiki, with their thing. Sydney. And, of course, the events.
The events of this weekend, which you can head over to joy.org.au, find our program page, which should probably be at the top of the screen still for the next at least 4 minutes. And you can, go there and find us on social media, which is always a good thing. And, become friends with us and like us and stuff because we like it when that happens.
And then you can be in the know of what's happening in the lesbian community, in the gay community.
Yes. Which is always a good thing.
It is always good.
So that's it from us this week. We'll be back Wednesday, 8 p.m. next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.